Yeah, my name is Matt Darr. I'm a professor at Iowa State University working in agricultural and biosystems engineering.
The presentation that you just put on at AgConnect Expo is about whether RTK is right for an operation or if it is not. How do you answer that?
That's an excellent question, and we try to address it in this meeting to show producers, you know, where the opportunities lie. And when you think about RTK, we think about really high precision GPS accuracy. And we used to think there was a high cost that came along with that. And the reality is that today, RTK prices are much cheaper than they've been even in the last 2 to 3 years. And as providing the opportunity for producers to harness that accuracy with increased gains in reduced fuel use, reduced overseeding or over-fertilization in fields, and harness all the benefits. So the way you answer the question if it's right for you is you ask, what do you do? And if you're a producer that has a lot of point rows in your field, then absolutely RTK can make a huge impact on reducing overlap. If you're a producer that's planning on beds or doing ridge till or those sorts of operations, then absolutely RTK has huge benefits for those folks.
And the benefits might extend to what you alluded to here, and that is a bottom line of whether or not this system can and will pay for itself. How do you explain that or figure that?
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, if you look at inputs in agriculture, they continue to go up. If you look at cost of GPS equipment, it continues to come down. And the reality is that the quick payback on many of our GPS products is reducing the use of inputs, reducing overlap and overseeding. And so it's really a perfect storm of inputs going higher, application of equipment going much lower, and all of a sudden we look at it and say, you know, even if you're farming 400 acres of corn in the Midwest, you know, you can afford to get AutoSteer and you can afford to get RTK, and if you don't, you know, you're really leaving that potential cost savings on the table. You're losing money without that out those products.
It's been around enough for enough years that I'm sure studies have been made on how well these systems do, how quickly they pay for themselves. What have you found out?
Yeah, well, it's hard to get to a bottom line, right? If we both go to a restaurant, we're going to order a different meal. You know, not everybody's the same. And the reality is that it's very much farmer specific. In central Iowa, if we have a nice square field, you know, there's going to be a marginal return on high end precision ag. If we go to southern Iowa or Missouri or Kentucky, or you've got irregularly shaped fields, then all of a sudden you've got huge benefits. As some examples, we've seen studies out of states like Kansas and Kentucky that have shown anywhere from 15 to 18% reduction in chemical use with auto swath systems. Okay, well, it doesn't take quick math to say, you know, if I'm spending $50,000 a year on chemicals, then all of a sudden I can save 18% of that if I've got irregularly shaped fields. In Iowa, that number might be, you know, 8 to 10%, you know, just because of the field shape differences.
Let's talk about the human element, because there is a toll taken every day by fatigue on an operator. How does it save there?
Yeah, well, I've actually had a situation where I've had on three different occasions, producers that have just come off of surgery, whether it be a knee surgery or shoulder surgery, and their concern was that whether they could actually have the stamina to be in the cab for planting or for harvesting. And at this point, we're talking about, you know, a physical ailment that's going to stop that producer from doing his job, from being a farmer, from his career and his livelihood. And, you know, those producers have found that precision ag products can actually help support them, can help them farm later in life, that the technology is simple enough to use, and all of a sudden you're not turning a steering wheel for 10 hours a day. You know, you're not fighting that battle, and you can go about the rest of the practice, which involves planting and harvesting and tillage and the things that farmers need to do.
You also talked in there about cell phone technology and how that might be interfaced with a system like this. Tell me about how these systems are advancing to make them more and more affordable and doable for producers.
Yeah, with the With cell phones in general being more widely used across the country, the data link available with cell phones is being harnessed in agriculture. And so essentially we have available to us the internet in the cabs of tractors. And that does multiple things. It gives you an opportunity for your dealer to log into your tractor and see what's wrong with it. So when the dealer comes to the field, he has the right parts and the right support personnel with him. At the same time, we can get GPS corrections over that same cellular data link in certain areas of the country. And so all of a sudden we've got cell phone service providing a major role of information coming into the tractor or into the sprayer. Folks in co-ops often use this technology to send field maps directly to the machine. So rather than being a potential for communication loss of where the right field is, the front office at the co-op, you know, sends directly electronically to the machines, you know, here are the fields you need to go to, here are your tank mixes, and you know, ensure that product gets in the right farmer's field. You know, it's exciting to be in the precision ag area right now. We've got over 50% of producers are now using some level of precision ag. If you look at technology in general, there's only a few technologies you can say that have had that sort of broad-based adoption. You know, things like certainly Roundup Ready genes and those sorts of technologies. But it's exciting to know that it's been an industry that certainly provided benefit. It's also exciting to know that we're still on the cutting edge. The focus thus far has been on automation, ways to save inputs, and you look into the future, and I think we're going to start harnessing data in order to help us make better management decisions. And you can only make so much money by saving money. And the future of precision ag is going to go beyond saving money and take us into opportunities for better knowledge, better hybrid placement, better management practices, better variable rate technologies, which allow the farmers of the U.S. to continue to feed the world.